AP News for Friday, April 19th. I'm Ben Thomas. Democrats joined Republicans in a rare burst of bipartisanship as the House passed a key procedural hurdle and moved toward weekend votes on a foreign aid package, $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and humanitarian support. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations.
Conservatives like Texas's Chip Roy upset.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
Israel and Iran both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike in central Iran. The AP's John Gambrell.
Analysts say this may be an attempt by Iran to try to step away, to try not to escalate the situation. That attack on Israel by Iran was unprecedented, and this attack does not seem to have caused any serious damage as far as we can tell, but it does show that potentially Israel is capable of launching drones into Iran.
The UN World Food Programs agreed to help deliver aid for the starving civilians of Gaza once the U.S. military completes a pier to bring it in by sea. Aid groups had been reluctant to handle distribution, absent significant changes by Israel. In New York, a jury's been seated, an appellate judge has rejected another bid to halt the case, and Donald Trump's hush money trial is set for opening statements.
The trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible. That's for his reasons, not for my reasons.
Tumbling tech stocks sent the S&P and the NASDAQ to a losing week. The Dow finished slightly higher. And the miners who chisel bitcoins out of complex mathematics are taking a 50% pay cut, effectively reducing new production of the world's largest cryptocurrency for the fourth time. The price of bitcoin holding steady at just under $64,000. This is AP News. Jackie Quinn reports a Grammy-winning Christian music artist who competed on American Idol in 2006 has died.
Authorities are investigating the death of performing artist Mandisa. Mandisa won a Grammy in 2013 for her album and song Overcomer.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
But Mandisa told the Associated Press a year later she decided not to attend the ceremony, in part because she had gained back some of the weight she had lost.
I cannot tell you how difficult it is as somebody who's just been insecure my entire life about my appearance to walk the red carpet and kind of try to put on a brave face.
She was found dead in her Nashville home at the age of 47. She spoke openly about her struggles with depression, her weight, the pandemic, and her faith. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.